Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Shoutcast. Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to discuss Shoutcast.com. Shoutcast.com is an internet radio directory of internet radio stations operating with Shoutcast technology on Shoutcast servers. There are two layers to this. One is the broadcasting layer, which we will not talk about, how to broadcast on a Shoutcast server. And the other is simply the listening layer, which we will talk about because it's the definitely the easiest to grasp. Broadcasting with Shoutcast is not something for a tip. So that's more of a demo cast thing. I would like to just look at the simple features of Shoutcast.com. And to do that, I am going to go to Shoutcast.com. Oh, wait, I'm already here.
Top when? Free internet radio, Shoutcast radio, thousands of free online radio stations. Free internet radio.
Okay.
Free internet radio, Shoutcast radio.
Top of the page, Shoutcast.com. And, of course, tap-in radio, we talked about that last week. That's a piece of software that actually, has a player integrated into it. And you go through a database of stations. And, you know, you can get a new station list. Shoutcast.com is actually a website. And this is very important because I got lost in this when I went to it to try and record the tip the first time. I forgot this. When you go to a station and start to play it, you need to make sure that your preferred media player is your default media player so that you can have some control over the player when the music is playing. Otherwise, you're going to be playing the music with, I think the default is the Shoutcast player, which is a flash player that pops up on the website, and your control of that, if you're using a screen reader, is pretty minimal. So you'll get lost in there, and you know the music will be playing, and you won't be able to really navigate very well and stop it or turn down the volume or whatever. So I'm going to tell you how to change that. When you go into Shoutcast.com, there's no need to log in, although I think you can create a profile of your favorite stations and etc. But you don't have to log in to change this setting. So what I'm going to do is show you how to do it.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Skip the main.
Again, Shoutcast.com, and I'm going to pull up a list of links here, and I'm going to look for settings.
Shoutcast. Send feedback. Shoutcast 2.0 FAQ. Smooth jazz. SXSW radio. SXSW radio. Seasonal / holiday. Soundtracks. Settings.
There you go. It's almost at the bottom of the page. But I'm going to pull up this, and it's going to ask me what default player I want and what my internet connection speed is.
Free internet radio, Shoutcast radio, thousands of free online Wii.
And they are radio buttons.
Help links heading level 4. Radio quick links heading level 4.
And I'm going to look for settings. I believe it's a level 2 heading, but I can't remember.
Right at the top, feature heading level 2. List. Shoutcast radio settings heading level 1.
Shoutcast radio settings. It's a level 1 heading. Well, by golly.
Default / preferred playback method.
Here we go.
How would you like to listen to Shoutcast radio stations? Radio button not checked. 1 of 3. Play Shoutcast stations and Shoutcast web player shown below.
No.
Radio button checked. 2 of 3. Play Shoutcast stations and default media player egg. Winamp / iTunes / Windows media player.
And this would mean that whatever player you have set as your default player, mine is currently Winamp, but I've got all three of those installed, will pop up when you pull up a station.
Radio button not checked. 3 of 3. Play Shoutcast stations and bottom bar player shown below. Connection speed / bandwidth. What is your internet connection speed? Blank. We will use this setting to show you Shoutcast radio stations that are optimized for your internet connection speed. Blank. Radio button checked. 1 of 3. Broadband / LAN. Radio button not checked. 2 of 3. Narrowband. Radio button not checked. 3 of 3. Show all. Save settings button.
Save settings.
Save settings button 80%. Free internet radio
set.
Shoutcast radio settings.
Now, you are set. And they'll save in your cookies, I believe, but I'm one of those people who, in Mozilla Firefox, clears my cookies every time I exit, so I have to keep reentering my passwords and all this kind of thing, because I don't have my password vault set up yet. So I clear all my stuff, and so I have to remember, if I want to use this website to listen to internet radio, which doesn't happen that often, I have to go back and reset this. Now, I'm going to go through the headings on the main site now and show you what we've got.
Free internet radio stations heading level 1. Follow US heading level 3.
You can follow them on Twitter and Facebook and on.
Featured heading level 2.
You're going to show you some featured internet radio stations.
Radio genres heading level 2.
Genres, this is where you'll want to be most of the time. It organizes all the stations it has by genre.
Top internet radio stations heading level 2.
And gives you some top radio stations, I guess, based on listener statistics that it can gather from its servers.
Help links heading level 4.
And help.
Radio quick links heading level 4.
And some more quick links.
Wrapping the top. Free internet radio stations heading level 1. Wrapping the top. Edit. Search unlabeled 1 button.
And you can search the site. You just look for the edit field and you can search for a particular station if you want.
Free internet radio stations heading level 1. Follow US edit features heading level radio genres heading level 2.
I'm going to go to genres.
List of 25 items. Link alternative. Link blues. Link classical. Link country. Link decades.
Let's go into decades.
Decades radio stations. Free internet radio. Mozilla Firefox. Ad frame 0%. 1 frame. 3 headings and 98 links. Ad.
You've got your ads.
Top decades internet radio stations heading level 2. Help links heading level 4. Radio quick links heading level 4. Wrapping the top. Top decades internet
and
radio.
It's got top stations. You can widen your search, but this is what it brings up automatically.
Station. Listeners. Bitrate. Type. Link number music.goldies.w. Blank. Link number music.goldies.w. Recently played. Not 2349. 120 MP3.
It goes through all that. Okay.
Link ADS, SKY, FM near your clock, dot, dot, dot.
And it'll start reading the little description that the station has for itself. And I'm just going to go into this one. Sky.fm is an internet radio station. And of course, they're going to play with ads and things sometimes, but that's okay. That's all right.
ADS, SKY, FM near your clock, dot, 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 link. Three bookmarks open, zero items.
Winamp came up. Poof, just like that. And I can manipulate the player. You know, volume control, all that kind of thing. Stop, start, pause. With this.
Decades radio stations.
And I just
free
turned
internet.
It off because we don't need it anymore. But that is basically how you, the very basic way that you use Shoutcast on the web. They do have an app for iPhone and Android. I will not show you the iPhone app. But if you would like to purchase it in the iTunes App Store, it is free. I believe also the Android app is free, for those of you who'd like that. So really, navigating the Shoutcast website to look for internet radio stations is simple as that. If you want to get into the broadcasting part of it, that's another area entirely. So anyway, that is it. It is simple as that. Shoutcast.com. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.